Exclusive. Representative Jim Jordan, JCPA would create alliance between big government, big tech, and big media to censor conservative outlets like Breitbart News. By Robert Krajicek on September 30, 2022. Representative Jim Jordan, RO, said on Friday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlow that the Journalism Competition and Preservation Act, JCPA, if enacted as law, would create a cartel between big government, big tech, and big media to censor and suppress news media outlets such as Breitbart News. Big media is going to team up with big tech, and they're going to come after conservative outlets getting the truth out there, like you guys, Jordan stated. It is really that basic. The JCPA's proponents describe the bill as a measure towards increasing financial viability of local and smaller news media organizations amid diminishing revenues across the journalism industry due to modern digital sharing of information. Jordan said the JCPA would empower leftist news media outlets and large technology firms to determine the parameters for entry into what the bill defines as a joint negotiation entity. Such media and technology companies, he added, would conspire to exclude Breitbart News and other outlets dissenting from their ideological and political consensus. Jordan remarked, "The cartel that forms gets to define and determine the terms on who gets in. Do you think New York Times and the Washington Post and Google are going to want Breitbart to be included?" Jordan linked the push for JCPA with a broader governmental campaign to increase the centralization of control and censorship over the flow of information. In fact, Lena Khan, who's over at FTC, is going to administer all this and oversees antitrust, he continued. She's even said, "Oh, Breitbart, they're out there putting out disinformation. And so, this is all in mind with what we saw happen in the run-up to the 2020 election, where it wasn't the FTC then, but it was the FBI going to big tech and teaming up there, where government teamed up with big tech to limit information to the people." The representative from Ohio emphasized the JCPA's threat to the values of free speech and expression as articulated in the First Amendment. He stated, "This whole alliance between big government, big tech, and big media to keep we the people from getting the facts and the truth is a problem, and I see this in that same vein. This is a team up between the New York Times and Google to go after conservative thought, and they define who's professional news, that's one of the terms, and will include the bias they have against folks like you guys who are putting out the truth and the facts." Jordan described the JCPA as a reconfigured governmental attempt to impose the objectives of the Biden administration's failed campaign to establish the Federal Disinformation Governance Board, a proposed bureaucracy marketed as an organ to protect the public disinformation. "Remember, this is the same kind of mindset that gave us the whole Disinformation Governance Board, and they were going to try to run with that," Jordan concluded. "This is that concept, in my mind, that they're trying to form in these cartels." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter at rkrajicek.